Penguin Random House Audio presents Walking, One Step at a Time by Eileen Kagya. Translated from the Norwegian by Becky L. Crook. Read for you by Atli Gunnarsson.
Walking by Eileen Kagge. Read by Atli Gunnarsson. Part 1. One day, my grandmother was no longer able to walk. That was the day she died. Physically, she continued to live a little longer, but her new knees, which had surgically replaced the old ones, were worn out and no longer able to carry her body. The remaining strength in her muscles wasted away from the day spent lying in bed. Her digestive system began to fail. Her heartbeat slowed down and her pulse became uneven. Her lungs took in less and less oxygen. Towards the end, she was left gasping for air. In those days, I had two daughters at home. The youngest, Solveig, was 13 months old. As her great-grandmother slowly shrank into a fetal position, Solveig felt it was high time she learned how to walk. Arms raised above her head and hands clasped around my fingers, she managed to totter across.